Alright, so obviously I missed the one very free talk yesterday. Alright, so I missed the Font Bakery talk yesterday, sorry about that, and I thought I'd do a lightning talk about the context for the project. Can I have the hand mics? I need to draw on the board. Okay, alright, well, I'll run. So, as you know, I work as a consultant to Google on the Google Fonts project. I don't work for Google. This is not an official Google thing. This is just my own personal opinion. So, we have the Google Fonts system, which has three components. Thank you. So this is the Google Font Cloud, as it were. So you have the Google Font API, which is a CSS API. And then you have the Google Font Directory, which is this web app for browsing the fonts that are in the API. And you also have a Developer API, which is a JSON page which lists all of the metadata, almost all of the metadata that's used to create the directory. And then there's a Mercurial repository on code.google.com. And this is where all of the fonts go into in order to get pushed into the Google Cloud. So this is all like Google's internal systems, which I don't have any access to. What I do is I check Libre fonts into this Mercurial repository, and then they're pushed out into this content distribution network. And so, we've published hundreds of font families in this system, and now all of them need updates. So designers often send me updates for the fonts, and there's just me, and there's 600 families, and so a lot of these updates are not going through. So we have this Font Bakery system, which provides a test for the design. It provides a binary test for the font files, and it provides a source test. And the source testing can be done on UFO format sources or TTX format sources. And the TTX files are an XML representation of the binary files. So the TTX is very similar to what's in the Mercurial repository, or the actual sources which designers tend to have in UFO, which is a standard interchange format for font sources. So Font Bakery is a program which takes these sources and compiles them into binaries, tests them, and also provides a way to test the design. So with these font sources, then typically you would have up to 18 font styles in a family, 9 weights from ultra light to ultra black in Roman and italic. So this is 18 styles. And often, you would actually only have 2 original source fonts, or rather 2 weights. So you have the light and the black, and that would be Roman, and then the light and the black italic. So you have these 4 masters, and then those are turned into 18 instances. And so we use Metapolator to do that interpolation. And then there's the meta part of Metapolator, which allows us to generate lots and lots and lots of these, as Simon presented yesterday. So there's a kind of funny thing, which is the Google Font Directory, the way that it looks is that you have your kind of browser like this, and you have these sliders on the left for filtering the fonts. And then you have these cards, which show the letter form. And this is actually also very similar to the Metapolator user interface. And so the long-term vision for me is that with the metadata that's in the Developer API, you could recreate something very similar to the Google Font Directory. Which would be Metapolator. And so this creates like a kind of a nice loop so that people can create fonts, push them all the way through to, you know, a production serving environment for the whole web, and then use that as feedback to create more fonts.